God's daughter and realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's
2
a.m.
Fear is gone. Is ours still warm?
All right, we're back, and we're still trying to get a hold of Jeff. I'm not sure what's going on. He was supposed to be. We had problems last time, too. Hopefully, I'm trying to send him an email now and see if we can raise him that way. The phone's busy. We'll continue to try. The producer will continue to try. Richard, go ahead, though.
Well, you know, the one thing that I wanted to make the suggestion, now, I'm not a legal scholar, nor do I know the specifics of what's going on with you.
Right.
But you might use these broadcasts as a form of self-defense, because the mentally unstable don't usually have two thoughts that they can sew together. And they don't really articulate without going off the deep end. And
right. Well, you want to hear what they've accused me of actually being, or what they've proven, you know, in their trial, whatever you want to call it. It's just absurd. I can't even believe that that's exactly what I was charged with. That's what I was prosecuted with. And I've drawn the analogy, you know, that people need to look at me as if I were who's the woman in Florida, the one that was a paraplegic?
Oh, yeah.
Terry Schiavo.
Yeah.
You know, that they need to look at me as her, even though I'm functioning and I can speak out. These guys are trying to, you know, take out a leg, take off an arm. You know, you hear my voice is gone, and I'm not saying that they had anything to do with that, you know, directly, but indirectly, they've been trying to heap as much hardship and heartache on me as possible to stress me out and hope that I would die of a heart attack or something else. And, you know, they don't want to come out and literally put a bullet in somebody's head. They would rather have somebody do it themselves, or have somebody get hit by a bus because they're not paying attention, or somebody who's so beaten up by a branch of military that, you know, they die of exhaustion and or exposure.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, these guys are... they put a bolo out on me saying that I may be dangerous.
They said that?
Yeah. They've seized medical records, falsified and fabricated medical records. I had to defend myself even though I'm, you know, even though they found me to be medically, mentally incompetent now several times over and then reversed themselves. I'm up against a JAG officer, attorney, who's prosecuting me for, in a military tribunal, for being depressed.
Well, yeah, he's probably depressed too.
He's psychotic. I mean, he's a complete sociopath, because anybody that would do this and just say, okay, I'm doing my job, you know, they're no better than the Nazis.
Well, you really should investigate the ramifications of depression and stuff, because you can turn that up against them. But I want to give you a line before I go.
Sure. Let me try to find this too while you're doing that. I want to have a piece in here on go ahead.
Well, Hemingway wrote The Old Man and the Sea. That's the one
right.
He got the Nobel Prize for.
Hold on. We got a quick break here. I'm sorry. The first break hits us like 4 minutes after the hour, so I hate to keep breaking it up, but let us go to break, and then we got a good long segment after that. So hold on one sec, okay? Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be right back. Speaking of Richard and Mass, 800-313-9443. Get off your lazy, sorry asses and pick up the phone.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We just had a caller from the Navy call in and support and say he's been listening to the show. Just to clear things up, because the producer, board op, mentioned to him that I was in the Merchant Marine. I'm actually a naval officer coming out of Kings Point, the United States Merchant Marine Academy. It's a federal military service academy. My naval commission is, and this is on my commission coming out of the academy, I'm a naval officer serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine and Maritime Industry. And we are embedded there, and they're taking this down. This is part of our civil defense and national security infrastructure that is under attack. And we are embedded there to carry on oversight and to have a liaison in case of a national emergency and or war, that their naval commission can be activated to, you know, come directly under the Navy. But in times of peace, I am a federal maritime officer, but that time is credited for my naval commission. So I literally am, you know, they're tied together. Not everybody in the Merchant Marine is a graduate of Kings Point. Many of the state maritime academies have graduates come out, and they are tendered if offered by the Navy. They are to accept and receive a naval commission, and most of them are, tendered, unless there's some kind of a physical problem or something else, as a commission as a naval officer in the reserves. But they are not. I get a congressional appointment to the academy, to Kings Point. It's a sister academy to West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy. It is not a sister academy to the Coast Guard Academy. The Coast Guard Academy is a civil service federal law enforcement or police academy. The only analogy or fellowship that it has with Kings Point and West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy is that it is a federal service academy, but not a military academy. They do not come out with a commission in any of the armed branches of service. But the Coast Guard, because they've been trained on the UCMJ Title 10 military law, in case a war is declared, and only if and when they are moved either by executive order or a subsequent act of Congress into and under the Department of Defense and under the Department of Navy directly to where they come under the Navy and are part of the Navy, the Coast Guard is trained on the UCMJ. They are not and do not normally come under the UCMJ, but under the cloud of war, these guys in 2003, when they moved the Coast Guard from the Department of Transportation, not the Department of Defense, you don't get the military law, UCMJ Title 10, out of DOT, Department of Transportation. It only comes from DOD, Department of Defense. But they took with it, somehow stole it in the middle of the night, and under the cloud of war, the military law, Title 10, UCMJ, and brought it into Homeland Security. And now the Coast Guard has been turned from a civil service agency that carries on regulation of federal laws, EPA and all sorts of other laws pertaining to our waterbound borders, is now a special branch of military that can regulate and adjudicate civilian affairs, a branch of military that can tax and collect taxes, fines and fees, and even license civilians. That's like the Army licensing you for your car. How stupid is that, and how much like Nazi Germany is that? And people, if you don't wake up and do something about this, forget about my situation and what they've done to me. If you don't wake up and do something about this and push back and get the Coast Guard moved either into the Department of Navy or restored to a civil service, either within DOT or DHS or wherever, and take military law out of the Coast Guard, you're in for a world of hurt. It ain't coming from me. These guys are complete fascists. They're psychopaths. You know, and if you sit there, you can sit there and wait and watch as they do what they're doing to me and have done to me for the last 6 years for trying to warn your sorry asses about what's going on, and you not doing anything to lift a finger to try to write a letter or stop this. You know, I've been holding my finger in the dike against these freaks, and people out there are doing absolutely nothing, whether it be their congressmen or senators or writing letters or doing whatever is necessary to make sure that the Coast Guard is not a branch of military, that it is restored to be a civil service that is not operating under military law, and that they cannot ever again carry on military tribunals of what they see or allege to be civilians. Because even though I'm a naval officer, they are alleging that I am a civilian. And I just want to make that clear. Richard, sorry about that. Richard, let me read this real quick. This is what they found me guilty of being. Respondent, this is actually in the response to, respondent has made no sworn or other form of any admission that he is somehow, as the Coast Guard now contends, having a major depressive disorder, a manic depressive disorder, a bipolar disorder, a narcissistic disorder, and suffering from, as well as many numerous undiagnosed multiple personality disorders, and suffering from multiple delusional disorders, and severely clinically depressed. I know I'm constitutionally depressed. There's a difference, because they're trying to turn our country into a kingdom instead of keeping it as a republic, and other unidentified personality disorders. And I even put in there, if quote-unquote unidentified, this is not a diagnosis, and it's but one problem with having unqualified staff, a uniformed military staff in the Coast Guard playing in these arenas or areas. Narcissistic disorder as coupled with paranoid personality disorders. And, oh, wait, just for all those who want to say that, well, you know, Shinehead has problems, They've accused me of having suicidal tendencies, even though I've never tried to commit suicide and never made any declarations to that effect. But I'm sure they will use that as cover if they can oppress and repress me into, you know, somehow disappearing or whatever. Also bipolar manic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. And I will admit to you, I am a recovering alcoholic. I got 25 years of sobriety, haven't picked up a drink in 25 years. Even with what these rat bastards have done to me and want to do to you. And I also have passive aggressive personalities, atypical depressive disorder, and a chemical imbalance, even though they didn't do any testing.
Okay, give you some information that might help you. First of all, just so that you are comfortable with yourself, Hemingway wrote a line in The Old Man and the Sea, and it was kind of profound. When I read it, I said, oh, my God.
Hemingway was, you know, brilliant.
Well, he was unique, for sure.
Yes. I'm sure it didn't hurt him to hang out with guys like Ezra Pound and communicate with them back and forth.
Yeah. Well, he wrote the line that an honest man cannot be defeated. He must be destroyed. That was so profound to me that I looked at it for hours and I said, oh my God.
Yeah, so simple and so short, but it says so much.
Exactly. So as long as you're honest, you're not going to be defeated.
But they will try to destroy me.
Right. Well, they'll have to, but
yeah.
You're not going to be defeated. So you got to feel comfortable about that.
Yeah, but what really bothers me, though, is that I thought differently of our country and my fellow countrymen, and that, you know, the one thing that we've had hold on one sec. The one thing that we've had going for ourselves, and what I believed, was that that Americans were fiercely independent, and that, you know, forget about the gun laws and Second Amendment and everything else, but, you know, one of the things, if you go back in our history, you know, even back in the slaving days and prior to, you know, the Civil War and more, in many of the northern states, there were free black men. And many of the community people, because what would happen is the slavers would come down, and this gets into electoral college and, you know, gaming the voting and, yeah, what's the term for Jim Crow laws and everything else. But what they would do is the slavers would go up into the north and grab any and all black men, free or not. And many of the communities, these black men had grown up in their community. And they were part of their community. They were a neighbor. They were a friend. And they circled the wagons around the individual and said, no, you will not take him out of our community. He is our friend and our neighbor. And if you want him, you're going to have to do it through us. Because they realized if they could go after anyone in the community, they could go after everyone in the community.
Right, right.
You know, well, it's the same thing, and I bring this up about this on the show, the Anchor Baby.
Yeah.
This is an attack coming from the royals from Europe and around the world, you know, who still want to push the whole thing of kingdoms, vice republics. They see the Anchor Baby. If they can push this to where they get everybody so alarmed and so incensed that Anchor Babies are coming into our country and stealing it somehow, that they can take away this birthright from an Anchor Baby, a defenseless Anchor Baby. That, and trust me, it's not that big of an issue. But think of the precedents that it sets, because it does, and it starts down this slippery slope. As soon as you take those rights away from that baby that was born here, forget about how it made it into the country or not, all of a sudden, those very same rights that are given to you at birth can be taken away through the same means. You know, these guys are pulling the stops out. They are crazy. And they want this country back. Can you hold on one more?
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're back. Yeah, no, it just bothers me that, I swore an oath to defend the Constitution and the American people, and I've done my duty and beyond and gone, beyond human limits. I mean, I can't even believe what I've been put through. And the one thing that's kept me alive and the one thing that's kept me going is knowing that every minute or every hour that I stay alive and continue to fight may save 100, 1,000, 10,000 lives down the road if people would get up off of their sorry asses and start, waking up and doing something. Not just, I've been telling people what's going on. You don't turn the Coast Guard into a special branch of military and Homeland Security, create Homeland Security and do all this stuff that they're doing. The Coast Guard actually has it gave over an entire floor of its D.C. offices to the School of the Americas, the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, that trains assassins to go after nuns, teachers, priests, public servants, dissidents, belligerents, and others within other countries in Central and South America, if not throughout the world. So that's not a good sign for the Coast Guard taking on and giving over an entire floor to a school for assassins that it's housing in its headquarters. And Admiral Allen is involved in what happened in Katrina and Rita. They're placing people from the Coast Guard throughout the system, and they're trying to marry the Coast Guard, where all of the Coast Guard Academy graduates are graduates of a police maritime academy, Federal Maritime Academy. They do not get the Defense Investigative Services background checks. that all the other academies get, and they're not vetted by Congress. They don't get a congressional nomination. So they've been feeding good Germans, or those who will do what they're told when they're told, no matter if it includes torture or not, because they know that somehow they will be excused, as they are now, saying, look, we're not going to prosecute the people who did the torturing because they were just doing their job. You know, we fought that in Germany and said, no, that is not a legal excuse. You are of age and you know better, and you're not supposed to do certain things, period. Doesn't matter if you're ordered or not. Go ahead.
That's exactly the defense that Adolf Eichmann gave. But yeah. Speaking of defense, I'm a heavy metal poisoning expert. I know about this intimately.
So can you tell us about the chemtrails?
No, that's...
that's
something different.
Yeah, no, because, well, supposedly they've got barium or something in it, which...
Yeah, I've read that, but I haven't gone... I'm not into the method of poisoning. I know that the systematic poisoning of the entire society is taking place, and I can prove it.
To that point, real quick, and I think nails it all down for anybody who's in question. J.P. Morgan came to the United States before the Civil War. He helped incite the Civil War. He funded both sides of the Civil War. He took down American financial houses here in the United States and took them over as being backed by his father, who was an English banker backed by the crown. And guess what else he helped start and fund? General Electric, that dumped PCBs into lakes, rivers, and oceans around the United States, that has been giving cancer and all sorts of other fun stuff to citizens in this country, because guess what? You're all sovereigns in a republic, and you're equal to the royal families from the United Kingdom, England, Germany. And, you know, Germany's not a member state of the United Kingdom, but trust me, it is. When you start to peel back the veneer that's all behind this, England is nothing but a thoroughfare and a subway stop for Germany.
Well, very quickly, if you need a defense, all you have to do is say, well, if in fact I am mentally unstable, then you people did it to me. In other words, you would have to take a quick test, probably a hair test, to see if you had any mercury, arsenic, lead, aluminum, so forth and so on.
Well, no, they didn't even do that. They brought in a doctor, a uniformed military officer in the Coast Guard, Captain French, and this guy's a real Looney Tune. He's not a psychologist or psychiatrist. He told me on the stand and said that, you know, because they were going to kick me out of the courthouse, and just because I'm protesting, I would stand up and I would object in an orderly fashion. And they would call in the federal marshals or these federal protective services, whatever, and they would threaten to throw me out of the proceedings and hold the proceedings without me. I mean, if you see, there's an animated version of what they did to Abby Hoffman out there. And, you know, if anybody's ever read up or on it, it's very similar to what they did to Hoffman as well. The whole court proceeding was a charade.
And the Black Panthers, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to remember, I did run for union office in my, quote-unquote, Federal Officers Association that is literally run by the mob.
Well, you see, now that's probably one of the symptoms that...
Well, yeah, where do you think they get all the ideas for doing all this stuff? It comes from Italy, from the Roman Empire. That's where the term rubbing somebody out came from.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give you that defense because it can be proven that you're carrying a burden of heavy metal. And
well, they're saying I have a birth defect,
and
I had these problems from birth, and that it wasn't anything that, you know, they did or anyone else did. I was with it from birth.
That's probably true, but you can tell that they did it to you too.
Dude, all right, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. Peace.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, naval officer, serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. 97% of our cargo is now carried on foreign, 97% of our cargo coming into and leaving the United States is now carried on foreign flag. We're ranked 24th in the world as far as Merchant Marines. That's a real proud number. We used to be number one. They are now attacking and using the Coast Guard to do it, inland waterways, ferries, tugs, the Great Lakes, and more. They have a French company that's basically taken over the Great Lakes. Maersk, you know, you heard about the pirate ship and the Maersk ship that was taken over and then, you know, taken back. The Maersk Alabama with Captain Phillips and also Shane Murphy. Shane Murphy's a graduate of Maritime Academy. You've seen pictures of him in his naval uniform. And I'm not sure with Captain Phillips what his background is, but he probably went to one of the Maritime Academies as well. But Maersk is a foreign-owned and foreign-controlled company that's flying the American flag. Hello, people. This is not American-owned, American-controlled company or corporation that's flying the American flag. And in the first Gulf War, we had ships that were running aground, not running aground, but they were breaking down and had to be taken into Spain and other countries to be repaired. And some of it to the point where it looked like we were invading Spain instead of Kuwait and then, you know, Iraq or whatever. The status, and these are good jobs, not just in shipbuilding, but ship repair, but ship operation, ship's captains, engineers, crew, and more that are all being outsourced out of the country. They're even taking over our shipyards, Kvarner, Philly Shipyard. You know, you can sit there and watch as they bury me, as I'm trying to warn you and tell you that you have to do something now. Wake up, get out there, write letters. You know, if we have over 500 callers or pretty close to, or not callers, but listeners right now, if every one of you picked up, spent an hour and went to Right to Redress, there's a, if you Google my name, Eric Schein, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and Right to Redress, there's a form letter out there that you can get a copy of, put your name on it, and send it off to your congressmen and senators and others and get people involved in what's going on. If they can do this to me, they can do it to anyone. And they've been getting away with it for the last 6 years. So at some point, do you want the Coast Guard, life-saving service, lighthouses, the helicopters coming and pulling you out of the water, helping people out, adjudicating and regulating civilian law? Do you want that to be a branch of military? Or do you want it to be a civil service? It's pretty simple. They've taken military law out of the Department of Defense and brought it into Homeland Security. Congress does not know what's going on at all. Their staff are acting as a, you know, a barricade of sorts, Praetorian Guard. You have to get appointments with your congressmen and or senators, meet with them, and explain to them directly and specifically that this cannot continue and that they need to do something about freeing me, because I am a political prisoner, a prisoner of conscience, because I'm trying to protect you and prevent, you know, what these guys have in store and you know, have been planning for us as another world war. And the due date is 2012. Forget about Nostradamus and all this other bull crap. The target date is just like 1912, World War One. These guys are putting people like Admiral Brewer, a 35-year military federal pension, military sealift command. You know, he's not real military either, but he's an admiral wearing a uniform, pretending to be, you know, in a branch of military, and he's not. The 35-year military federal pension, and Mayor Villaraigosa in Los Angeles played games trying to take over the school board, and then goes ahead and as a concession gets the right to appoint the superintendent, and he appoints Admiral Brewer. And they did that to turn LA Unified School District into a, guess what, a nursery for soldiers and sailors. Yes, creating cannon fodder, not educating these kids, not giving them opportunity, not giving them some kind of a future, but using them to lob over, you know, whether it be China or any other country. We've got a bunch of fascists who are now deeply embedded through Hong Kong into China, and they're trying to pump up and trump up war, not just here in the United States, but around the world, because that's what these guys do. They're a bunch of war makers and warmongers. They create the scenario and then sell it to us. And then they make a ton of money off of carrying on the war. And they also use it to wipe out any and all political or other forms of, you know, competitors or challengers to their quote-unquote New World Order. And if you get Philip Bobbitt's book, Shield of Achilles, he talks about the New World Order in there. It's in his book published in 2001 and about, you know, some of the roots in that from Wilson and more. This individual, though, is not a good guy. he was educated in London, just like Kissinger, who was born in Germany, well, Bavaria, actually, raised to an age in London, and then came to the United States to betray us. Ronald Reagan, knighted by the Queen of England. George Herbert Walker Bush, knighted by the Queen of England. Kissinger, Greenspan, and you don't, you know, screw being knighted, but at some point look at what they've done, and then you couple it with being knighted, and you go, oh, okay, great. They're working as knights or agents for the royal families from Europe, and they're betraying us all. Go back, learn your history, learn your roots. Go to the Titles of Nobility Act, 1806, I believe it was. The Brits came in and burned the White House in the War of 1812 because of it. They didn't want us to bar their royal relations from being involved, either in government and or owning and controlling companies or corporations or doing business here in the United States. When you study these guys like Robert Dollar and his son Stanley Dollar, where they bankrupted it, his father built, you know, came in through Canada, backed by the Queen, same way Rupert Murdoch coming in from Australia. They used the backing from the crown to create an enormous empire within an industry, within a constitutional monarchy like Canada or Australia, and then use that empire, that corporation, or those business contacts and or knowledge to come in the United States and take over an industry. Because remember what Rothschild said, I care not who makes the laws for a country so long as I control the economy. And guess what? Whoever controls the economy controls the law, controls the Constitution, controls the Republic, controls Congress, controls our military and more. You need to get off your butts and start doing something constructive, or you will be leaving, you know, and I hate to living in, you know, like David Icke or David Icke or whatever, however you pronounce his name. I've heard everything under the sun. I think it's Icke, but or Icke. You know, a bunch of his writings, he goes into the whole royal houses and all this other stuff. And then he goes into the lizard people and aliens and stuff. And, you know, if you listen to this guy, I think he's British. He does have a funny accent. He's another, you know, form of COINTELPRO. They want to take good information, which is, you know, who and what these royals are and what they're really up to, and say, you know, no, they're really from outer space. Whatever. It's stupid. And it's just another means to, you know, and I haven't read that much of David Icke, but from everything I've seen, and I've heard him on the History Channel getting into this, and, you know, callers, you can call in and talk about that if you want. And if I mistake, you know, what this guy's talking about, but I know he gets into the whole lizard people, and I know supposedly they just unburied some cemetery or something where they found under L.A. a bunch of lizard people or something. It's just like, oh, my God. People, it's the same old game. They're playing games with your mind or minds. This is the royals. They're agents. They're people who want to impoverish you so that they can subjugate you and enslave you. I mean, come on. Citibank was the biggest backer behind changing the bankruptcy laws. We got another caller, I think. Mike, you there? Mike? We got another caller? Okay, we got Mike and Ron. Hold on one sec. Let me go finish my tirade. The Citibank was the biggest proponent behind changing the bankruptcy laws. And look at where we find ourselves today. So people can't get a fresh start. And I know, because they had me, they were trying to counter-prosecute me in bankruptcy court, these rat bastards. And another name to watch out for is Wolf. Anybody with the last name Wolf or King is another one. Anderson is another one. Gibson, Dunn, Crutcher, Olson, I could go through a whole list. Lichtenstein, of course, Hochstetler. These are all names from people that have been involved in my own situation, and I'm not going off on the Germans just for the sake of going off on the Germans. I'm going off on the Germans and the royals especially, because that's who is pulling this off. Gee, the 9/11, the buildings come down, the World Trade Center. Well, guess who won the contract to replace the elevators in the new Freedom Tower and One World Trade Center, the new name for it now, I guess. It's a corporation or royal houses, families of Thyssen or and Krupp, German warship and weapons manufacturers who are now married into the, guess what, Habsburg family. Yep. Gee, what started World War One? Well, that was Duke Ferdinand being shot and his wife Sophie and France armed up. And then, of course, we're at war around the world. And World War II has been a continuation of that, as has the Cold War. So what they've done is set up these quote-unquote democracies or quote-unquote republics in name only, and then set up these royal houses. You know, Pelosi's no better than the Habsburg. She's probably working for them indirectly or directly, as well as a bunch of others, you know, Bush and crew and more. Bush is a member of the House of Habsburg, as is from everything I can tell and from my own research. And, hey, I'd love to be proven wrong, and I'd love to see Barack Obama stop the use of military tribunals, restore the Coast Guard to being a civil service instead of the special branch of military that can carry on military tribunals of civilians. I'd love to see him get involved in that, because now it's on his plate, not George Bush's anymore, and he's not doing anything about it, and he's not pushing back on the Coast Guard and saying, look, you want to be a branch of military? Guess what? You're in the Navy now. You're part of the Navy. You're part of the DOD. Or if you want to be a civil service, you can return to the Department of Transportation, because we're going to dissolve Homeland Security. Oh, my God, my wet dream. You don't solve bureaucracy by creating more bureaucracy. You know, many of us argued that at the time when they did it and have been speaking out about it ever since. Let me go to a couple of calls, though. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you there? Mike's snoring, man. Mike.
Wake up, Mike. Mike.
Wow, I guess he didn't like that. We'll go to Ron in Pennsylvania.
How you
Ron,
doing,
you
Eric?
There?
How you doing,
Ron?
Eric? I need to have you answer me a question first before I get into a little bit of a getting wound here.
Okay.
Do you know?
Give me the question.
Am I coming in okay?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Does the federal government, as far as you know, own any man-made lakes that have been used for recreation or boating or other purposes? There's a reason I bring this up.
Well, as far as I know, and this goes into a broader, and I could, you know, even Lake Mead and all that stuff to some extent, and Hoover Boulder Dam, because that was all done under federal dollars, and then the Tennessee Valley Authority and a bunch of stuff there as well. But the DOD, Department of Defense, owns 66 million acres worldwide.
Okay, and there's an incident that happened several years ago that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay, go ahead.
And I've listened to your program a few times, but because of prior commitments, I normally don't call into a program this time of evening. We have a lake here in Pennsylvania.
We do archive, so you can still listen to the program on archive.
Pardon me?
We archive the program, so you can still listen to them on podcast.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that. I wasn't aware of that.
And you can also send me an email at ltshine@socal.com, and I'll read it on the program and try to bring it up. And
all right. We have a lake in Pennsylvania that's a couple counties over in Huntington County. It's called Raystown Lake. Now, it's a synthetic man-made lake because I actually watched physically that lake being filled up with water through two enormous pipes from a source somewhere. Well, when the lake got completed, it was used for laying on a beach and recreation and boats and that sort of thing. I don't think they fish there. Then there's boat limitations for safety reasons and all that sort of stuff. Well, back in those days, the Coast Guard was under the Department of Transportation.
Right.
So what had happened, I had gone out there a couple of times, but a friend of mine I normally went with out there has a friend that stays in a camper, and he consequently goes out there more than I do.
One so incident, let me guess, the Coast Guard has authority over the lake, and
I don't, do you say they do or do not? I don't
know.
Well,
no, I didn't know if they had personnel on the water.
Well, they did. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
They had them going and approaching people that were in their craft on the lake, which is not connected to the sea in any way, shape, or form, and nor is there any signs posted U.S. property. For them to have property, they have to have a deed to it. They have to have physical ownership and have bought it.
Right.
I don't know if that was the case. Well, they were hassling people for boating regulations and so forth, but one guy was walking on the beach, didn't have a boat, and he appeared to be drunk. Well, two guys on land stopped the guy and talked to him. One thing led to another, and they threw him on the ground, handcuffed him, and took him away. And I'm afraid if they'd have tried that to me, they'd have had a really, really bad day.
Ron, hold on one sec, because we're going to break. I want to finish up on this on the other side. Hold on one sec, okay? Ron? Hold on.
I will.
We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and we'll be back in just a minute.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back. I want to throw out real quick, because this goes into what Ron is talking about, is there's a new law, and I'm not sure what the I know it, but I don't have it, and the producer's trying to find it right now. But it makes it to where the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, has authority jurisdiction anywhere within 100 miles, and the Coast Guard has proclaimed in the new its new laws that have been passed, its new authorization bill, much like they did with the defense authorization bill, the Warner defense authorization bill, they've done in the Coast Guard, you know, budgetary authorization bill, that the Coast Guard has authority and jurisdiction for everything above, on, and below the water. And the Coast Guard is out there now actively seeking to have the taxpayers pay for submarines for the Coast Guard because of terrorist threats. Oh, my God. There is a scourge of Muslim frogmen. And I'm kidding, but, you know, these guys are just a bunch of freaks, warmongers, war makers. They will do anything to have us pay for, provide submarines where they get a keep, whether it be Lockheed Martin or whomever, Boeing is involved in this integrated Coast Guard systems and more, to where we get to provide these little, you know, couple man, five man submarines or whatever for interdiction. And at some point, then they spin it off. They own the proprietary rights and intellectual property to it themselves somehow, because they created it for the federal government instead of the federal government owning and controlling it. And they spin it off and create other things. The law border, Operation Border Shield, I'm trying to think, Gulf Shield. It's part of what's going on. It's not the law, but we're looking up the, and you can go to this on the web and research it. But to where anywhere within 100 miles of any body of water, lake, river, ocean, you know, rainfall probably, the Coast Guard now has authority as a special branch of military and can stop you, arrest you, cite you, pat you down, do whatever they want. And it is just unimaginable because guess what? 95% of the American people live within 100 miles of bodies of water. Ron, go ahead. Sorry. And finish up.
Eric, I don't believe that 100-mile forces they're starting to perpetrate on the people applies in this case because of the locale. And this happened maybe around 7 to 10 years ago.
Right.
But to me, it sounded like a point where the Coast Guard was just going to impose its jurisdiction and supersede us on people, and the people be damned. But that would have happened with me.
Well, what they're doing, though, too, like in my own situation, they're doing it under common law that, you know, the rights that are held to yourself, that if you don't fight to defend them and keep them to yourself and you willingly give them up to the Coast Guard or other federal agency or department, then guess what? You've given them up for everyone else.
Well, people really don't read a lot and don't understand, and I can understand that, but all the information is out there. It's a jurisdictional problem, and there's a lot of problems combined in with that.
Well, in my situation, the military tribunal they had me in as an alleged civilian at the Fusion Center in Long Beach, they flew in a judge, quote-unquote. He's not a judge. He's a member of the executive branch. He's an administrative law judge. They changed the name. They're actually a hearing officer, you know, a hearing like a police commissioner. They flew him out from New York to California.
Well, to prosecute some of these people, as far as I'm concerned, those two individuals committed assault and battery. I studied this more at the time, and some of the details escaped me. But there was a whole lot of red flags that came up on this, and for prosecuting that particular guy they arrested, they might as well have brought in Clarabelle the Clown. He had more jurisdiction than the judge would have.
Right, but you know what you should have done is gotten other people to go over there and protect the guy and defend him and his rights along with your own.
And they do have the legal right to do that. There's been about 15 court cases where the courts have upheld that right.
Yeah, but the courts are so, you know, they're not our courts anymore.
Well, I got some cases. I'll get back to you another time. I got some cases here that might be of interest.
We're out, Ron. We're out of time. Sorry.
Hey, catch you later, Eric.
Call back in. Peace, guy. Thanks,
With
man.
Recent internet.